Welcome once again to another little audio snippet from the Church of Texas. I want to talk about something that I'm noticing in the church system right now, and especially the churches that are have a number of congregants, participants, whatever you want to call it, congregation, and they preach a strong message, a lot of them, and a lot of them don't. A lot of them compromise the Word of God to sustain the membership and not to offend anyone or to step on their toes, even though it's written that it shouldn't be done, but it is. And it's done because the preacher man who wants to keep his job and keep his church membership up so that those elders won't fire him or whatever. I mean, you know, it's all politics. It's the same thing in the church. It's not much different than out in the world, and that's the sad part of the church today, because it's still out of that Roman jurisdiction from Constantine, the time way back there, and then now it just follows on in traditions of man. It's not the church that God has approved or ordained to made holy. It's just not. And until you realize what you're in, you need to wake up, because there's a lot of things going on. You need to know that you don't know, and you should know, because if you don't know, you're going to know one day. So it's important. I'm not trying to put fear in you, but I am, because it is the fear of God that brings us the wisdom and knowledge of His Word. So we have to know this, that they like to compromise. It's just, okay, here's the deal. When I see someone on the television, a ministry, and I see him preaching, and I think, now, look, I see a man there, several guys there with long hair, I mean, down below their shoulders. And I think, now, I know the Scripture says that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. Now, to me, I would say that the preacher man would go and talk to them in private and say, look, you know, we want you to be a part of this congregation because we love you, but you're going to have to abide by the Word of God. If you don't abide by the Word of God, then you can't be a part of this congregation. It's just that simple. I mean, you know, you either repent and change your lifestyle, or you don't become a member of this church. You're not a member of the church. It has nothing to do with you deciding. It's what God decides who's a member of the church. And so because of that, they won't say anything, because they don't want to offend anybody, and they don't want to lose their members. They don't want to stir up strife. Well, you know, in old days it used to be just death. I mean, now you have some grace to work with, and so it allows you time to repent. It didn't have that back in those days. I mean, if you did something wrong, you were gone. I mean, there's no foolishness of disobedience with God. God's not going to put up with your foolishness. Now, He will more so today, because we have grace. Thank God for grace, because without it, most of us would have already been gone and out of here. But you have men with long hair. Next thing, you have too many people with tattoos. That's not what God wants. God says, do not put marks upon your body. And yet, we see it constantly. Everywhere I look, I see it. It's so predominant. And even if it's not, I bet it's hidden under the clothes of the members. I bet you it is, because I know these people who are walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit of God are not going to yield to God's Word. They're going to do what they want to. It's a rebellious spirit. It's been in the children of God ever since they came out of Egypt into the wilderness. It's been rebellion and stubbornness. And it's the same way with people today. Okay, so we have those two things. We've got long hair, tattoos, and then we have women who are speaking the Word of God in a time and a place that doesn't belong. Now, women are a vital part of the church, but not in the sense that they are to teach. It's obviously by the Word that God says that we do not want women to teach. First of all, the man is the head of everything. He's the head of the woman, and that's written in the Scriptures. He's the head of the woman. The woman is the glory of man. A man is the image of God, not woman. It's all written in the Word. And all you have to do is, you can ask me about it, or you can go find it. You need a concordance. Go find it. It says a man is made in the image of God, and woman is the glory of man, because she was made from man. And so women are not to be in a position of teaching, first of all, because God says so. Second of all, is because the devil knows the weakness in the chain of mankind. The man is the strongest link, and the woman is the weaker sex and the weaker link. And for that reason, it's easy for the woman to be deceived and bring forth stuff that does not belong in the Word of God. So we got to close these things out. Now, if you're going to keep compromising, just go right ahead. It's your business. But I'm telling you today, If you don't start changing and getting people to repent and do right by God's word, you're not going to be there. You're not going to be in the kingdom of God, because God will not allow that foolishness of rebellion and foolishness to enter into a kingdom of God. We have a holy God, and we are to be holy, and to be holy is to obey the commandments and the word of God.